With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. The South Dakota State Bar is providing an additional ethics opinion on whether lawyers in the state can provide legal counsel to clients dealing in marijuana. It says attorneys can proceed to give counsel, but do so at their own risk. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has more.
The state bar originally said state lawyers may not ethically provide legal services to or represent marijuana dispensaries and cultivators. They say that's the case because marijuana is still illegal under federal law. The bar points to a provision in the South Dakota Rules of Professional Conduct that says a lawyer shall not counsel a client in conduct the lawyer knows is criminal or fraudulent. That rule doesn't distinguish between federal and state law. Colorado was one of the first states to legalize medicinal and recreational marijuana. A similar issue arose there following medical legalization. Brian Vicente is a lawyer with Vicente Cederberg LLP, a cannabis law firm based in Denver, Colorado, that provides legal and policy services to marijuana and hemp companies. Vicente says everyone is entitled to a lawyer.
There was, some early statements by the Colorado Bar Association that said, we're not sure if lawyers should be able to advise on these state laws, things of that nature. Those have been sorted out for a good 10 years. And now we're at a place where there's 40 states with medical marijuana, 15 with recreational marijuana. And every single one of those states allows attorneys to explicitly advise in the space of cannabis and medical cannabis.
In its new ethics opinion, the South Dakota Bar says the committee's opinions are not judicial or disciplinary opinions and don't carry the force of law. They say the ethics opinions are purely advisory. Marijuana remains illegal at the federal level, but a section in Amendment A allows the holder of an occupational license to provide services related to marijuana. Two law enforcement officials are challenging Amendment A in court. A motions hearing is set for January 27th in the Hughes County Court. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
South Dakota legislators have proposed new safety protocols for the 2021 session in light of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Measures include requiring masks in the state Senate and encouraging mask use in the state House, as well as promoting remote testimony, use of digital documents, and providing PPE to members. Jamie Smith is the Democratic representative for District 15 and the House Minority Leader. He says the proposed rules are still in flux, but he would like to see stronger precautions taken. He points to the proposal on remote voting as a rule he would like expanded.
Right now, it appears to me that the way that they want to enforce that rule is if you have COVID or if you have been close contact and therefore need to quarantine. I would like to change that to if you have family members or yourself that are at significant risk, and you're the only one that can determine that.
Smith says the technology is in place to make remote work a good option. Kent Peterson is the incoming House Majority Leader and a Republican representative for District 19. He says remote work would make legislating more difficult.
The work that we do is best in person. It's just there's a lot of back and forthness that happens on a day-to-day basis, but also in our committee hearings and things like that, and especially on the floor, it's just harder.
Peterson says working remotely over the summer highlighted the problems with remote legislation. He says it's possible, but there is a difference between remote work for one or two sessions and working remotely for more than 30 days. Racing Magpie first started as a concept by Peter Strong and Mary Bordeaux, who wanted to use their strong expertise in native arts to strengthen the community and the art world by providing a wide variety of resources to artists, collectors, and everything in between. After 5 years of being at the Old Abbey's Feed and Seed in downtown Rapid City, they decided to say farewell to that location. SDPB's Richard Tubles reports.
They may have closed the doors on their current location, but Peter Strong and his wife, Mary Bordeaux, aren't going anywhere. Like many businesses during the pandemic, they had to get creative in how they operated Racing Magpie as their creative space and a place of gathering. According to Strong, Racing Magpie isn't just about location.
We had several people say, once we figured out who Racing Magpie, like once we got into it and we know what Racing Magpie is and what you're doing, the actual location isn't as important because it's about people and it's about community and it's about the creation of art.
During 2020, they continued to support the arts by creating a bigger digital footprint. And according to Bordeaux, this time also gave them an opportunity to reflect.
It's really giving us the time to kind of pause and focus on programming, the online programming that we are doing, like the Winter Camp virtual series, but also to just really think through and make a more informed decision about how we move forward in terms of space. But our plan is to have another space sometime this year.
Racing Magpie will continue to support the community of artists and projects and programs like the Winter Camp series. This now virtual project reimagines the historic Lakota Winter Camp of problem solving and how the Lakota interacted with the universe and how these philosophies can be used to solve modern issues. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Richard Tubels in Rapid City.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.